I'd like to call this meeting back from recess to order this Thursday, January 26, 2012. Our next order of business will be forthcoming from the collector who has asked for this meeting, and she would like to talk with us, as I understand it, about a distribution of funds, but we are still waiting for her, so it may be just a bit. There. Sheila, we're ready when you are. Wherever you'd like. The podium's fine, or if you want to sit at a table, that'd be fine as well. It's up to you. Sheila, before you begin, let me note that the information that I have regarding this issue, I have read in two newspapers, I've heard on the radio, and I have seen cast upon one of and through one of the TV stations. I certainly understand since that time, since we have met with counsel and have discovered that there is a problem that needs to be addressed, we have heard through the media your explanation of what has happened. And we're here at your request today to hear specifically whatever it is that you have for us that you want to present today. But in fact, if you wish to speak to the county commission and use this podium as a medium to talk to the public, then I want you to have the information that the public will have the information to respond. And with that knowledge, I'm just asking you, do you want to continue?
When I discovered the error, I immediately went about
correcting it.
And I just simply didn't have time to get in touch with the commission for a while. And then after I got a little breathing air, I called the Eastern Commissioner Strahan and wanted to make him aware. And then he asked me at that time if that was what I was going to present to the commission. And I just didn't have time to work on that end of it. I wanted to work on getting the data and being sure the schools were informed with what we'd found, speaking to those that it affected, talking to the state auditor's office to see if there was anything I could do different. Then after I received a phone call last Friday from a TV station questioning one to quote, I felt that I needed to make the commission aware of any details that they wanted. And so that's what I wanted to do when I asked Monday, whatever that you want me to present, if you want me to go over the detail from the beginning, I'd be happy to just to make you aware of. Would you like for me to just tell you how it came about?
We placed you on the agenda because you asked to have a spot, so it's your meeting to do with what you would like.
Well, I just wanted to be open with you and let you know what was going.
Okay.
I received a phone call from a bookkeeper at Kirbyville School wanting to understand the data that I had sent with the December distribution. This was a new employee, the first time of having the responsibility of doing this, the sheet by herself. On the report of data, the first item in question was a railroad and utilities amount. Each school is given a spreadsheet with the state-assessed, real and personal, broken out in detail. On the data sheet, the state and local are totaled together. We have always done it that way. When we came over to the spreadsheet, we continued with that. I checked the distribution sheet showing totals for Kirbyville. Then I put her, the lady, on hold while I pulled the tax book to help her best understand what utility companies we collected for Kirbyville. I discovered at that time, which was around 2 p.m. on Friday, on January 13th, from the collector's state local assessed utility tax book that Kirbyville was not due money. I saw that the money given Kirbyville was the amount showing on the tax book to collect for Hollister. I informed Kirbyville there was a problem, that Kirbyville should not have received any local funds. There was an error in the computer distribution report. I asked her to hold the check and let me do more checking. I would be doing a amended report for December. I phoned my programmer to tell him what I had discovered. There was no answer, so I left a message and I followed it with an email. I began working back each year, asking the staff to pull month-end data for December and comparing the charge from the tax book to the distribution sheet. I found that the totals for schools on the tax book and the amount distributed to the schools on the distribution sheet were not in the same order. Friday evening around 8:30 p.m., I received an email from my programmer saying he had found the problem. The school totals were in the wrong order. The sums and the calculations are correct. They are just titled wrong. I have corrected the report layout, and it is on your server for you to test and review. And I've typed out how, but I have copies of the tax book total, the way that the program is written and they're charged. They're in numerical order. And then copies of the distribution report showing how when we go to balance, we put in the first day of the month to the last day of the month and get a report out and distribute from that, showing the order that those are in. The tax book totals, have them in numerical order, R1, R2, R2G, R3, 4, 5, 6, 7S, and 8. Those are numbers that are assigned to each school district. In the distribution report, it has Bradleyville, which is R1, Taneyville, which is R2, Forsyth, which is R3, Branson, R4, Hollister, R5, and so forth. The last is Galena, which is R2G. By the names in the wrong order, it caused those four school districts to move up one spot. And I distributed the incorrect amounts for the schools from that time. My staff and I have pulled all documents of the month-end reports to give to Hollister and Kirbyville from 2001 to 2010, which we have now done. I've been in touch with the superintendents and offered to handle it in however they desire. I called the state auditor's office, I've already said that, making them aware, telling them the procedure I'd taken. They said they felt I'd done all there was, that I needed to work it out with the schools. That I might call Cole County, they had a similar issue, only it was for about 22 years and surtax covering all entities. I called Cole County, and from that information of what was worked out for repayment, felt that if the schools agreed, their solution that Cole County had would be best. An agreed amount that would cause the least harm to anyone, the collector would deduct as directed from the agreement of the districts. I have never suggested an amount that would need to be paid immediately or a time frame for it to be paid in. This must be determined what is best for the schools. It was paid out over a large number of years, and one would expect it would take time to replace it. I was told by Cole County they were finalizing how far back the law allowed the pay period to cover. They hired a tax firm to go over the records, covering the time the mistake occurred to assure the amounts given were correct. The school superintendents have made this suggestion to me to hire an excellent professional they know and agree on. I said I felt that was an excellent ideal. I believe that this is in the process, and I tried to detail as best I could each event so that you could understand what I had done thus far. Offered to meet and will meet with any board that wants to open the books, but I believe now probably because we will have the outside professional come in, that they will go over the totals and balance. And questions, sir?
Well, my first question is, after collection of taxes and disbursement of taxes, do you feel that it's your responsibility and obligation to see that this is righted, or do you feel that that falls to the county to enter into any agreement or contract on behalf of the county?
I feel it's my obligation to see that it is corrected. That's the way I understand. And let me say, in balancing the railroad utility, it is different than the other balancing we do. Because the state assessed, the local state assessed utility companies, which we have two, are the only two that break the schools out. The state real and the state personal just charges us with schools as a total. So when we collect those and the school total that we get, we balance back to the railroad utility book for each entity, and we balance the schools as a whole. And yes, I feel it's my responsibility to work with the parties and correct it. And through the distribution did seem like the easy, what worked out, what would work with the school involved over the time period that they give me, it would seem like the most reasonable. And then the record would be, the record is there of how the money was paid out. The record would be then how it was corrected.
Couple of questions more, and then Danny, I'll let you. I've had a lot of phone calls. I've had phone calls from school board members. I've had phone calls from residents of school districts. I've had phone calls from concerned citizens and a number of individuals that have a lot of misconceptions about the overall taxation process. I've had phone calls about the county clerk. First, let me say that in addressing that issue, people have asked, why is the county clerk involved? Very simply, the county clerk makes the tax book. The county clerk extends the tax book, if you will. So when the valuations are received from the assessor, from the state, et cetera, the county clerk is charged with the responsibility of extending tax rates against valuations to build a book. Railroad and utility tax book is a very complicated book. And prior to it being on the computer, I know because I did it many years and I did it by hand. And it was one that took me a half day to figure out and then a day and a half to do. And I always had to take that first half day to figure it out because I only did it once a year. But I'm familiar with that book. My chief concern is on the second, third page of the 2011 Railroad and Utility Tax book. There is an amount that the county clerk has, in fact, charged the county collector to collect for and on behalf of the schools, and then at some time disperse. I'm curious as to why these figures weren't hit, although I'm assuming signed for. And on that figure it says, for example, some schools received nothing and some schools do. Now I know why they received them, but do we not balance to this sheet? Do we not? I'm asking because
this sheet and the railroad utility is balanced as a whole.
This is the railroad utility book.
Yes, that is the local assessed, and you take your state and your other two, and they are put into the collector's book as a total railroad utility amount, and that amount is as a charge, and then it's balanced back as a whole. And we're charged as schools. Like those are, do you have the full book there?
Yes.
Okay. So when we get charged, see on the state, if you go to the other sheet, they're charged. And so we're balanced back as state, health, handicap, schools, cities. The cities are individually broken out. The fire, those are balanced back on the revenue utility in that manner. They have always been, and they're total.
I'm not understanding your terminology of balance back, because one would notice, for example, that Kirbyville is scheduled to receive zero.
They're balanced back as a whole, as
schools.
So
what you're saying is...
Not individually in the railroad and utility.
So railroad and utility, both locally and state assessed, are rolled in with other property taxes?
No.
Okay.
The personal property that you, the one sheet that where the programming has the schools broke out by itself, mm-hmm. that is part of the railroad and utility book, and your personal property state assessed, and your personal property real estate, those totals just say schools. The tax book that you're looking at there on state assessed personal and state assessed real, we're just charged as schools. When I collect that tax, and the tax bill that I send out, it just says schools. It does not break it out from the state. It's just schools. And then when we collect that tax bill, in the collector's office, we mark it paid and we collect it, put the money in the bank, balance with the reports. Then at the end of the month, the amount that comes out of the distribution sheet on those, it has schools. And we give that total of schools, and not trying to bring her in anyway, but this is just a process. We give that total of schools to the county clerk, and she has a formula from information she has from the schools on the student, the number of students, their debt ratio, and so forth, and then she puts in their assessed value she has, which used to be done by hand. We give her the total amount that's collected, and that is put in, and it breaks out in that program on the state assessed and tells how. But the charge amount where we're charged, it just says schools. When I accept the report, when the book is brought to me, and I balance the total pay, I add the total page that it comes back. Then I add the tax bills, see that they come back, each the entity at that time when you're charged, and you accept that charge. Those on the personal, local assessed, are correct. On the state page, I add the entities that are there, and the schools are, it just says schools. The one I'm looking at says schools, $771,000. I add that total with the health, handicap, all the others, and see that that total is correct. When I print those bills balance back with that sheet. Those bills just say schools. And the only time that that is broken out is when I collect that state assessed and give that total to the clerk. And through that complicated formula you're talking about, it breaks it out, and then she gives me a sheet. It tells how much to dispense. And that's not part of where this, but that is how. And so in balancing at the year you have railroad utility that is all added together, the charge that you're charged with, and you answer for them from your distribution, that the amount that you've collected, and you are posting schools here, state, health, and so forth.
This computer error glitch has been going on for how long?
The program was written in 2001, and so the sheet covers from 2001 to 2010. This year, it was corrected in when the December settlement was made, and when it was brought the question and we discovered it then, we put out amended sheets and correct distribution. It's 2001 to 2010.
In all those 10 years, is this the first time that questions have been raised about the amount of taxes that have gone to the school districts from railroad and utility and whether or not they were in fact right?
Last year, Kirbyville is very diligent. The girl that worked there is very diligent and everything. And she called on her state assessed that she thought it was for more money than she usually got. I pulled the sheet and looked at it, and I told her that this is the amount that, you know, I was instructed to give with you to for the state assessed. And she said, we just don't usually get that much. And I said, well, it's based upon, and I went over the top figures with her. And then, which these totals would be what she would give to them, and the assessed value was the other. And I said, check your, well, anyway, I don't know if you want all the little details, but bottom line was I had to refer to the clerk. And where the clerk has reports where they put the assessed values in, she had it in one report, and she had copied and pasted over, which in essence made almost identical to what has happened over the long term on this. She copied and pasted on her formula sheet, and it put the wrong assessed values because the way she had her schools listed here were not the same as what was in the program. So on Kirbyville, it gave them a greater assessed value. In essence, I believe it was Hollister's assessed value. It was the same order, the same. And so we it was corrected on the state spreadsheet that the clerk get, and I was given new totals, contacted the school districts, and corrected amounts were sent out. Kirbyville and Hollister were very cooperative. I can't remember which way it involved Hollister right then. Yes, they did. Hollister, had, because their portion had probably would have been Branson's, both of those met with their boards and gave the refund back, and we paid the difference to the others.
That was last year?
Yes, sir.
Were there any years prior to that?
I personally could not remember of, and I read the letter that was sent, and when I first read it, I found some problems with it that I did not agree with, but then the last part that I looked at where it said, I tried to think of, you know, times of others. It implied that, and so I spoke with someone in regard to that matter, and I was told that she did come in the office, that she would call and ask, and came in the, and said she actually come in the office one time, and she said that was questioned the money. I opened the report up, and she said I opened the report up and showed her where that this is what Kirby was to get. The thing that I wished, if that, I don't remember back then, but if at that time I would have went back to the tax book like I did to the new girl to explain what utilities were in that. But on the report, I opened it and showed her that Kirbyville got this, and so that was a question. Now, in what I read where it said the district need not worry about the discrepancies, I can't imagine telling anyone to not, if it's a discrepancy, then you want it corrected. I think maybe that was just a choice of words that, the young lady had come in and questioned, and she told me the answer that I gave.
First, let me tell you that the reason I'm asking the questions is because a lot of people have been asking me questions, and I don't have the answers. And so I'm trying to find the answers so that I can best answer to them. We have, as a result of this having taken place, sat down with counsel. We've asked counsel to completely investigate this matter. We've asked counsel to come back with us with recommendations regarding this matter. To chat with us about any possible legal remedies that might be out there, to work with us in all areas regarding this, because there are a ton of rumors that are adrift throughout the county. And there are people that are blaming school districts. There are people that are asking school districts, if you have this much money on hand, why do you have this much money on hand? And that's just the nature of the rumor mill. And we all know how that works, being in public office. But part of it, I'm not blaming you, Sheila, I'm just saying that this is out there.
It is my fault, and I have said that all along.
But part of it out there is the nature of the beast, and people are more than just a little concerned that districts might have monies that they shouldn't have, or they have someone else's monies, or districts are short. So we are looking at, and I believe will, following the advice of counsel, seek outside auditing to look not just into this, but issues that we have, and certainly centering on this to direct us in the best way to go, because as you do, and as we do, we don't want to see a huge brouhaha with any of the school districts that are within the county, and we want to work through this as amicably with them as possible to come to a solution that's going to make everybody happy. And I want to, for those that are listening and for those that are here, let everyone know that none of this is the fault of any school district superintendent, or any school district board member. From my perspective, it's an error that was made, and it was a computer error that was made. I have questions about how we balance and how we don't recognize that certain entities aren't supposed to receive certain funds, but that'll be a part of the process that we work through here within the county. And I also would like everyone to know that we are, in fact, going to work through this and find solutions and find remedies for the future so that it doesn't happen again, so that we don't go through this again, so that, in fact, this runs and works a lot smoother. Commissioner Strahan, comments?
As I had visited with Sheila and I had a short time to do so, she knows that we had a commission meeting that morning, and I visited with her, and she explained this situation. At that point, the commission sought the advice of counsel on what we should do. The facts are that as I listened to the interview that was done by the radio station and the KSPR presentation, there are more schools involved than just Kirbyville. The monies that will be just have to be redistributed or whatever pertain to everyone below that list of where you said the computer rolled down. Those schools being Branson, Hollister, and everyone else that is below that list.
Just Forsyth. Forsyth, Branson, Hollister, and Kirbyville. Okay. Those that are due money back, that are due money that did not get, is Branson and Forsyth.
I just wanted to clarify that because I didn't receive that message from the broadcast as I listened to it. And like Mr. Houseman said, we'll work through this. We have counsel working on it now. We're very proud of the schools that are in Taney County. The fact that we had Kirbyville as a blue ribbon school, the publicity on that particular issue should be more than solving this problem. This is a serious problem, but we have schools in Taney County that are very, very good schools and growing at a rapid pace. And each one of them have a financial problem. And as we look and see the dollars that are involved in this situation, those are teachers and activities that they could use the monies for. So we will address this problem and go through all the steps, and we'll be working with Sheila and our counsel.
You know, I would add to that by suggesting that the school districts not rush into any decisions, that the collector, and while I respect your opinion that you have an obligation to balance the books, et cetera, I'm fairly confident that the only binding contractual governmental agency that represents Taney County is the commission. And the commission will be involved, and if there is an agreement reached, will, by signature, be a part of that agreement. Now, again, we'll have counsel advising us, and we'll be meeting again ASAP on this matter. We'll also be contacting the state auditor's office to chat with them about this and the possibility of having an audit conducted, because we want to make sure that we're headed in the right direction. And a comprehensive audit is something that we can utilize that will be in the best interest of every department within this county. And it's something that can help put us on the track in many areas, but especially by advising us in this particular area. Sheila, do you have more comments? And if not, I'm going to ask if there's anyone here that does.
I agree on the audit. I had asked, we went through the audit in 2002 in regard to this report. The state auditor audited us, and I called them and asked them. At first, I didn't realize that it had been after the report, and I asked if we had had you audited, do you think you would have found this? And surprisingly, the answer was probably not, and I was surprised at that. And then later, when I knew that we went through the audit, but I didn't realize it was after, and it was the settlement was made in February of 2002 after the report was installed, and it was not caught. I talked to the auditor's office again, and they said, we try to catch everything, try to go everything, but the percentage of this for the schools is so small compared to, and at that time. Now, to audit it, when you know what you're looking for, it's easy to see. It's you tell me what to look for when I go in a room and I can find it. So, yes, I think a state audit. I did ask. I went to the commission in a few years back after because I like a state audit because they are so thorough. They go in the front door and they come back through the back, and you learn from them. And after you've went through one, you feel good that because you're responsible for the funds, the money in that office, you're bonded for it, that you do your statutory duty. And although quickly to point, I've had calls too. You would is the bond does not cover this. The bond is the surety bond is for if you've done something against the statute. But no, I think a state audit would be great. And plenty of questions. When I approached the commission, I asked the commissioner, I was wanting to, because it had been some years, and I just thought I would, and there was talk around, and I thought I would like to have the state auditor to come and audit the collector's office. So I called the state auditors and asked them if I could, if they could get them to audit just the state, the collector's office. They told me that they could not on my request. It had to come from the commission. So I spoke with one commissioner, and he said he would not be against asking, but he wanted to tell me that even though I had asked, if they asked for state audit, it was going to give the presumption that something was wrong and was the reason it was. And I backed off, and I wished I had him now, but I did.
I have a little bit of confusion about what you said there about the bond not being in effect, but we'll go into that later because of state statute here. It does say that the collector shall be liable on his or her bond for the faithful collection and disbursement thereof according to law.
All I know is that Cole County, who had many different entities involved and attorneys, and I think some of those attorneys probably are representing a school or so here, they determined that it was not. It's if you fail to perform your statutory duty, if you've done a criminal act against it, and they determined it was not. I have that in writing.
Anything else, Sheila?
I think you probably got some questions.
Well, actually, what I'd like to do is...
You want me to sit down?
I will invite you back to answer any questions that are directed to you, but is there anyone here that would like to speak to this issue today, since we have taken it up as a public forum? Yes, sir, Carlos. And when you do, would you address who you are, because we're recording this and broadcasting?
My name is Carlos Osborne. I'm the superintendent of the Kirbyville School District. I would just say from what I've heard here today that I would agree that this is a county issue. It's not a school issue. I think my focus, and I think the other superintendents when we spoke, our focus is on our districts and our kids, and that's where it should be. And we're cooperating fully with everybody involved, and I appreciate you taking this time to let us speak.
Thank you. Others? Anyone?
Josh Smith. When this issue first came out, I kind of had to do some research, and I agree with Danny on the statute and the bond. I think that's a clear violation there from what I read, from what I've researched. This isn't the first issue that has come out of the collector's office. There was a lawsuit filed against the county for more money for the collector. And, I think had we been focused on doing our job in the collector's office and having some checks and balances in place, maybe this would have been caught before now. I don't quite see a 10-year error just going on and on and on, and then all of a sudden we blame it on a computer error. My uncle's an expert computer guy with IBM Corporation, and he does programming and data, and you double-check things. You go back, you check it, especially when it's a computer thing, and when you print it out, you double-check it, especially if it's got your signature on it. I would think you would want to check those documents to make sure. I understand that from doing some other research, there might be some issues on commercial property as it relates to the replacement tax. I can go into further with you guys on that if you have questions about that, but I think that might need to be looked into. I think an audit is an excellent idea, certainly for not only the collector's office, but countywide. I think it would help more efficiency and give you guys some better ideas in other areas. The mistakes that have been made and the money that's been messed around, I think it's a serious issue, and I think for the betterment of the county to move forward with this is an audit, but I also think that it would be in the best interest of the collector's office, in the best interest of the county, that Sheila resign her position as county collector. I think that it's a serious enough matter that she stepped down from her post and let the audit go forward, and let this county correct the matter. But for issues to go on and just be ignored in error of this long is a serious matter. I think you gentlemen agree with me on that. So that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Ron.
Other comments? Sheila? Nothing? I was just going to give you a chance to say something if you wanted.
I just happen to think on when we do get the distributions out each month to VoIP, because we have eight schools and eight cities, and print the reports, one clerk takes reports and enters the data into the program we disperse from, and another clerk takes that report and enters the schools. It has a school sheet and there's the data. And the reason for this is to make sure you do not get on the wrong, when you're doing the data entry, you do not get on the wrong line. Then they balance that sheet back too. So once again, I'm sorry, but we're relying upon the computer disbursement sheet, but that I just wanted to share that to be sure that one clerk doesn't get the wrong data entered, they do that and balance back before we distribute that.
Seeing that there are no other comments, we will conclude this portion of the County Commission meeting for public comment. And Dan, we are scheduled to go into exec. I would invite any school board member, any school board superintendent, or anyone that the superintendent or a school board member feels should be present to sit with Danny and I in council for a few minutes in exec and allow our county council to make a couple of comments on behalf of the county. That obviously is not compulsory, but if you would like to join us, we've asked him to make a couple of statements and then we'll be completed with that portion of it. But with that, I would ask you to make a motion.
Make a motion to go into executive pursuant to 610-021-1 and 3.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021 subsection 1 and 3. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Folks, we're going to be in executive session for quite a while, actually, but if the schools would like to join us for a few minutes, we'd sure like for our council to give you a word.